Our next speaker is Ellen Jonassen, who's actually going to talk a bit about some of the questions that were here about putting alternative content onto digital screens. So Ellen, please.
Yeah, I hope you need one presentation more and then you will have lunch. So, and I shall be quick. My name is Erlend Jonassen. I work for the Norwegian Film Institute and I work with digital distribution of film. The intention of the institution doing this is to take the Norwegian film heritage out to a wider audience by employing all means, even the new digital ones. However, I do not work with Norwegian films only. I also, as a coordinator for a national digital cinematheque, which I will tell you a little about later, I also, of course, work with the World Film Heritage. The opening moving pictures was the restored Norwegian film from 1921, The Growth of the Soil by Gunnar Sommerfeldt. He is screened digitally from DCP, made from an HTKMSR, with reconstructed Norwegian intertitles and with the original music score made by Leif Halvorsen at the time, here played by the Norwegian Radio Orchestra in 2008. Digital restoration of damaged frames, shrinkage, and all the other many damages that might have happened to a film through the last century of moving images has added much to the possibilities of bringing old film back to screenable conditions. The same is, of course, the situation with newer film with faded colors. But digitization of films of the last century is not only, perhaps not mainly, I don't know in this among you, but it's not only a question of preservation and restoration. Films produced on film are in the years to come still best preserved on film, I would think. But digitization to high-quality files open opportunities for giving a wider audience access to the films screened in a cinema like this in a way that could create an event close to the original experience. There are a lot of reasons why film archives and other owners of old film material should see it as an important objective, not only to preserve, but also to transfer their treasures to professional copies for modern digital cinema, which means creating film files according to the DCI standard for JPEG 2000 and the 2K or 4K resolution, producing DCPs, digital cinema packages, for screening on modern cinema equipment. This presentation will, by using some Norwegian examples, very briefly look on new ways of presenting the film heritage, especially the feature films, to wider public and in the cinema house. And digital technologies can contribute to take the film back to where they belong. You see here, for example, here to the right, it's our Cinematheque, Verdenstheatret in Tromsø, a beautiful building from 1915. You had to go there in the beginning of December when they do silent film days. To take the film back to cinema is a cultural goal in its own right, but it's also important to do this to strengthen the role of the film archives, politically and financially. In these days, it's often necessary to prove that the everlasting work to preserve old film material has an impact today. In other words, the old film must be screened and appreciated by the general public to grow in importance in public and political opinion. The treasures of the film history must not be half-hidden secrets on the shelves of the archives and seen only to the experts. Planning for digital cinema means that the scanning of restored film should be done in at least 2K resolution, thus opening up for mastering of film to DCPs. This might also, as we have done, be done from HD, coming quite close to 2K. This is no expensive process when the scanning has been done. Realize that files for DCPs, the films could in the future be screened in any cinema in Norway according to the new standards for digital cinema. As you have heard from Mr. Jørgen Stensland, the shift from 35mm to digital has started in Norway and will be finished very soon. It's obvious that it will have high impact on the future of cinema, early in Norway, but soon in the whole world. The impact on the further life of the film heritage is not that obvious, but will no doubt be as thorough. For example, the question, as was raised here, about what will happen to the 35mm equipment. This will be the situation soon. The world, led by Hollywood, you may not like it, but you have to accept it because money rules, has decided on a worldwide standard for D-cinema. The DCI, Digital Cinema Initiative, first launched in 2005, and since then further developed. It implies a lot of details, the main being, as most of you will know, 2K or 4K resolution, JPEG 2000 file format, and a lot of safety measures so that you have to have a digital key, a KDM, to play the film. And the quality of digital is soon almost as good as 35mm, and a lot of time it's much better because the print is always new. With cinemas going digital in Norway, the Norwegian Film Institute in 2006 initiated a project to screen digitized classics in cinematheques in 7 cities all over the country. Some of these cinematheques were always established ones, for example in Bergen and Trondheim, working in cooperation with the Film Institute with 35mm prints. Others were new. Of course, those working with 35mm prints, they still do, and they will go on doing that, be sure. But so the digital material is additional. But we managed to, I don't know if you could see those small red things there. It's all over Norway, north from Tromsø, south to Kristiansand. The objectives of this project were to increase the number of cinematheque cinemas and partly to replace 35mm with high-quality digital formats for cinematheque screenings. It was to make more classics films from the world available in high quality all over the country, and including also newer films, traditional cinematheque programming, shorts and other films of special interest. Additional objectives were to make classics films in 2K also available in other art cinemas outside the cinematheques and for film societies, which we have managed. And also, as possible, as high-quality alternative content, so-called, for commercial cinemas. We also wanted to set up an infrastructure for broadcasting HD streaming introductions to the films from one of the cinematheque to the others. And we wanted to promote digitization making of DCPs for Norwegian classical films. Since October 2008, the seven cinematheques have had weekly, simultaneously, screenings of the same films. Of course, it does not need to be simultaneous. It's because we wanted it like that for marketing purposes. And some of them also, and then it had to be simultaneous, with streamed introduction from one of the cinematheques transferred to one of the others. Just to show you a little randomly chosen selection of films we have been screening at the Cinematheque since the opening. Altogether, we have screened some 50 films. About 10 of those were Norwegian. The digital material for these copies come from different sources, but only one of the DCPs stems directly, as far as I know, from a film archive. It was the Dracula, Terence Fisher, 1958, which had been made by the British Film Institute. It is still quite difficult to locate both material and rights for digital classics. In the case of Dracula, for example, we have to have agreements with no less than 5 companies to screen the film. One for the key, one for the DCP, one for whatever. One for the access, one for the rights. of course, that's quite cumbersome. More American and British films are available than films from mainland Europe. Even so, the EU-founded project Europe's Finest, situated in Germany, had been a good source for us, even if they still have a catalogue of some 50 titles. For the Norwegian films, we had to do the job ourselves. The only possibility till now has been to choose among Norwegian films that have been scanned to HD by the National Library. And this is not fully 2K, but good enough to make acceptable digital copies. The Growth of the Soil is one of them. Most of the Norwegian films that we have made disappear, we have not encrypted the files, so that we haven't a KDM necessary for those. Just to finish, some brief technical things, very cheap and easy technical things that could be used to bring films back to the screen and in a condition that could be quite flexible for the screening. Well, the first of these is not perhaps among the cheapest ones, of course, 70 millimeter film. We have a festival going on this week, but it's not so easy to show 70 millimeter film these days. They could be transferred to 4K, which is not really as good as, of course, the director of this film that you staying on until Saturday. We say see digitally at the Opera House Saturday. A Year Along an Abandoned Road by Morten Skallerud, which probably is out there somewhere. So you can see for yourself if this could match 70 millimeters. Otherwise, I could mention that the same man has transferred old Norwegian 3D films from the 50s to digital, which means that they could be restored to a screenable condition and showed on modern digital 3D equipment. And I would add, of course, because the best thing for silent films is, of course, to show live with live music, but it's not possible everywhere. It was not possible in the old days, and it's not now. So on the DCP, you could use the sound or you could take it off if you have an orchestra at your disposal. But this we have done for the growth of the soil. My last point, which I'm a little anxious about, because the DCB came from Bergen yesterday or something. I haven't seen it myself. But that is the idea of using subtitling technology, which is certainly very cheap, to used on silent films to replace intertitles in many languages. The film, The Growth of the Soil, will be in the autumn distributed by Europe's Finest. And we have translations for English, French, German, Spanish, Russian. And the original Norwegian was, which was reconstructed for the restoration. If this is will work, and this is really similar to what they did in the olden days, then we could quite easily make. I want to stop there, and this is the explanation because I showed something from the growth of the soil in the beginning. Now I will show just a little bit also with the English subtitling, but not as subtitles, as intertitles in a silent movie. Thank you for your attention.
Aló. Como la Federación Internacional de Archivos Fílmicos tiene como lengua oficial el español, me referiré en español y quisiera que le permitieran al señor Erland que además lo conocemos en Colombia, Johansen, para que pudiera resolverme la pregunta. Que alguien le haga la traducción, por favor.
Could we have a translation? Is somebody?
Thank you. Yeah. Teniendo en cuenta que dos inquietudes me surgen. Una, hay que volver a capturar desde los máster negativos o internegativos las películas, ya no en un telecine, sino en un escáner, en HD o en 2K. Quisiera me aclarar eso. Y segundo, ¿qué van a hacer con las copias en cine en 35 milímetros que tenían para exhibición y distribución, y las copias en video, digamos, Betacan, SP o lo que fuera, que tendrán que ser deseleccionadas, botadas, porque pues ya no se van a utilizar, sino una copia, la de mejor calidad, y las demás tendrán que ser pues botadas, recicladas o qué sé yo, si eso, aumentando pues las calidades de las posibilidades de almacenamiento. Quisiera me ayudará en esas dos preguntas. Gracias.
¿Puedo?
Well, yeah, my Spanish isn't very good.
¿Puedo? Bueno, yo también hablaré en español.
Sorry. I was caught here in a discussion. Yes, there is a translator, but the translator is only for those who have the headphones. The headphones. There are headphones here. So if somebody wants to listen to something, please put on the headphones.
Tienen que meterse los auriculares si quieren la traducción.
Yes, sorry. The problem is that I have been caught in this discussion here and I didn't understand what our friend Rito...
No hay problema. Vuelvo a repetir.
Yes, please.
Una pregunta. ¿Qué es necesario desde los máster negativos ya no vas a usar telecine, sino escanear para lograr la calidad en HD o en 2K para tener las películas digitalizadas? Una. Quisiera que me confirmaran esta inquietud. Okay. Y la segunda, ¿qué van a hacer con las copias en 35 milímetros de las películas restauradas? Varias copias, 3, 4, 5, porque ¿para qué guardar 4 copias si solo en ocasiones de festivales se va a usar una? Habrá que reciclar, botar todas las demás copias en 35 milímetros y en videos análogos que existan, porque ya no se van a utilizar las copias en 35. A lo mejor una para un evento, pues, exótico de exhibiciones en 35 milímetros.
Okay, the first question is, you are going to transfer this to high definition, and this is what you are asking, if they are transferring all the copies to high definition digital format. And the second question is, what are you doing with the four or five or seven or several multiple copies you have of the films in film format,
in analog,
photochemical, in 35 mil photochemical copies?
Of course, we won't throw away the 35 millimeters, but your questions is more directed to the National Library. Perhaps Howard could say something about it, but we keep it on any format that we could possibly think of. So the digitization does not mean that any of the old things, and this is not really an old thing because this restoration was done quite recently on film.
Yeah, we have to cut it here because otherwise you won't have lunch.
I could make just a very short answer. After the digital restoration, they also made an analog copy. So it's both digitally and analog. And of course, all the prior material is kept. It's just, this is in addition to the analog copies. Is that right, Ariel? Yes.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Alan. I would like the speakers of the next session to come up here and make sure that your things are loaded for the afternoon session. We will start at 2 o'clock exactly.